Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 297 for Monday, March 9th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Monday morning, seeing a corrective bounce to start the week after posting large losses last week. Canola was up $4 to over $5 in early activity, the May contract up $5.30 at $456 per ton. Speculators were behind most of the buying interest, with some steady commercial demand also coming forward. A firmer tone in Chicago soybeans provided spillover support for canola, although soy oil was weaker and Malaysian palm oil was also down overnight. The Canadian dollar is slightly stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that did temper the upside potential in canola. The large South American soybean crop prospects and bearish technical signals also put some pressure on the lightly traded canola market. The milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher in early activity, with positioning ahead of tomorrow's USDA monthly supply-demand report a feature. While traders are only anticipating minor adjustments to the ending stocks numbers, there is still enough uncertainty ahead of the report to bring in some short covering. A weaker tone in the Canadian dollar, which had hit its strongest levels in 11 years last week, was also supportive for the U.S. grains and oilseeds in general. Soybeans were up 2 to 6 cents to start the day, the May contract up 6 at $9.91 per bushel. Average trade guesses are calling for a slightly tighter ending stocks projection for beans in tomorrow's report. Harvest delays in parts of Brazil and flooding in Argentina was also supportive, although the continued expectations for record South American crops did limit the upside. Corn was 1 to 3 cents higher, the May contract up 3 at $3.89 per bushel. Chart support contributed to the advances in corn as that market touched some key downside targets last week but failed to break lower. For wheat, values were up 5 to 10 cents, the May contract in Chicago up 8 at $4.91 per bushel. The recent weakness in the wheat market has made U.S. wheat a bit more attractive to international buyers, and that provided some underlying support. Oversold price sentiment contributed to the gains, while there is still enough uncertainty over the state of the U.S. winter wheat crop as it starts to exit dormancy to provide some support as well. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, March 9th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.